Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An ice cream truck? Yeah. And instead of saying anybody want anything, it was like unspoken. He's going to see all of our asses. Five dudes come flying out just to moon the guy. Mm-hmm. And I remember he just looked at us real tight lip, just shook his head slow like, fellas, just trying to sell some Nutty Buddies to kids, man.
The whole concept of this is ridiculous, though. You're playing music to attract kids driving down through a neighborhood to give them ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever has that business, you got to say to yourself,
I don't know, man.
It's for profit.
It's the same song all the time.
It is. And it's a horrible song.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Research that song.
What genius thing did you and a friend do together? 844-999. Hold on, more of your calls coming up in seconds.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1, Seattle, a radio.com station.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
If you are just joining us or you missed a show, all episodes of The Men's Room available on radio.com. Our question, what genius thing did you and a friend do together? 844-999-OLA.
We had a guy who called in, said he's like 17, he's in a car in L.A., and he's trying to do the fun tease of a little girl in another car, you know, just thing with the nose, stick your tongue out, and she decides to flip him off, pisses him off, so he moons her. Someone else says, when I was 10, I flipped a cop off in Southern California. He did a U-turn and told me if I ever do that again, he'd put my finger up my butt and break it off.
Chips.
Wow. That sends the message.
Punch.
Right.
Relax.
Exactly. That wouldn't be Punch, it would have been the other guy.
John.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, so this was senior year in high school, and when we're in anatomy class, we had to dissect a cat.
A cat?
And a cat, yeah, which is crazy. Usually do like a little small pig or a frog.
Did it still have the collar on?
A whole cat. We actually named it Lucifer. When we were dissecting it. Anyways, me and my best friend were dissecting it, and we had it all finished. And when you dispose of the cat, you just go out in the back, you know, back of the school, and actually just dump it in their dumpster.
Okay.
Well,
classic.
At the time, my best friend was getting cheated on by this sophomore. This girl, just they obviously didn't get along either. So the boyfriend was cheating on with the sophomore, and so she was just really pissed, and she wanted to get back at her. So instead, my bright idea is let's take the cat and not dispose of it in the dumpster and bring it to our car, and the next morning put it all splattered open on her windshield of her car.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so let's just picture this. Fast forward, it's like a nice spring. We have like record high temperatures and realize this cat, this, you know, dissected cat is sitting in our car just heating until we had a break in our schedule to go out there and between classes and put it on our car. So it was just nasty, and we made a sign to put above the cat, and it said free, and you probably know what it says after that.
Oh!
And did anyone find out what the reaction was on this?
I mean, no one caught us, which is amazing. It went down in history as the best prank for a school, but the mother of the girl was able to get it. She knew right away who it was. The girl did. And
well, sure.
She had her mom call us at home and basically disguise herself as a police officer well, we're like, joke's on you. You're you know, that's illegal. And so we had her and said, hey, look, we're going to turn you into the actual cops. And so it was a big deal. And she just was like, I just want you to apologize to my daughter.
But wait, are you going to turn someone into the cops because you put a dissected dead cat on the windshield? Like, to me, you kind of have each other. Like, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
But you never apologize. Well, look.
I never apologize. I mean, girls in high school are pretty ruthless.
Based on that story,
yes,
I guess
are.
So.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Look, I did that with a dissected frog. And if you're listening in Rochester, it was Schroeder Middle School, which I believe is now the high school. But at the time, it was a middle school. And we dissected a frog, seventh grade. And a kid I went to school with, he loved to fish. Everyone lived on the lake or the bay. So he wanted everyone in class to save the frog guts, and he's going to use them as chum to go fishing. Which that made complete sense. And Eric has this big-ass, basically Tupperware container of frog guts. Because he knew in advance, you know, we're going to dissect frogs. So we now have the hollowed-out frog carcass. So if you look at it from the top, still looks like a frog. You flip it over. Obviously, you've opened it up and removed the guts. I get this bright idea. Because this is just the way I think. I kind of wrap it up in this paper towel. And I go down to the water fountain, besides kind of the front entrance, but my locker is across from this water fountain. A bunch of them are. And I managed to drape this frog over the kind of silver shield over the top. And the way it worked out, all four legs are kind of sticking out. And the water shot out of the frog's mouth. I thought this was a masterpiece, but also I didn't think anyone was looking. Because everyone's doing their thing. And no one really was looking. But there was this girl standing behind me in line, which I completely was unaware of. And her name was Robin, and she was a redhead. And so I turn around and kind of walk away. And I didn't realize how squeamish she was. She looks at this thing and starts doing, oh, 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 ah. So now everyone in the hallway is gathered around this frog. Me, being me, I'm like, well, the easy way to get out of this, I will simply go to my locker, get my books. 20 minutes later, I'm called down to the principal's office, right? And I'm trying to play stupid, and he has this hollowed-out frog sitting on the desk. He's like, Mr. Hill. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I understand you guys are dissecting frogs today in biology class. I'm like, yeah, we did. And he's like, and this one was on the water fountain. I'm like, I heard that had happened. And he said, look, I'm going to save you some trouble and explain something to you, stupid. Use those words. When someone screams and every single kid in the school gathers around to see what it is, don't be the one person to not turn around to see what it is. And as soon as he walked into the hall, he's like, I looked down the hall. Everyone's gathered at the water fountain. You're just in your locker getting your books and went to class. He's like, I knew it was you instantly. Okay. It's my first suspension.
What a genius thing did you and a friend do together? 844-999-OLA.
Still mad at you about that, Robin. Keep it together, girl.
So squeamish.
I know.
She should have expected a dead frog with the water fountain, with the water coming out of his mouth.
When you put it like that.
Right? Like, I don't think of myself as super squeamish, but I've been like, what the hell is that?
Look, you put it like that for the first time in my life. I'm like, you know what? That makes complete sense.
I'm with you, though. I like the cool move. Let's go to my locker.
That's it. Hello, Seth. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
So now, when I was 16, this was right after my sophomore year in high school. And for the record, I still have the car. I was driving this yellow and black 1973 Camaro. Looked just like Bumblebee from the movie.
Okay, but less cool.
So, what's that?
But less cool.
I think it was cooler, honestly.
Okay.
But anyway, that's not the point. I'm down at this park over in Mill Creek. And I'm there with a couple of friends. It's a nice day outside, whatever. We're in the water. We get out, and I go get my car that was parked down the street. And when I'm coming back, there's a couple of gals that are getting out of the water, and they've got their towels on, and they're walking down the road, and they start whistling, and they're, like, waving their hands, and I'm like, oh, cool, perfect moment. So I just drop it in first gear and Uber. Think about it, left, like, 15 feet of marks on the ground. It was cool. Everybody cheered. It was, like, perfect. That was awesome. So I go and pull around this roundabout in the park, and I park behind my friend because I'm going to follow him back to his house. And suddenly there's this big white lifted excursion that comes driving through the middle of the roundabout in the park. And I'm thinking, what on earth? And he parks right in front of my car, and he gets out screaming his head off. And I have my window rolled down, and he slugged me right in the face.
Oh,
and just starts screaming about how he's going to kill me and how I could have killed somebody and I could have run over his kids. And he's yelling at me to get out of the car so he could kill me. Horrifying experience, you can imagine.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
See, Bumblebee would have protected your ass. Who's cool now?
Well, yeah, no, what's funny is my friend who was in the car in front of me, he's about 5'10 and maybe 100 pounds. He's this little tiny guy. He gets out of his car and he goes and stands in front of the guy and starts yelling at him and telling him to get back in his truck and that he needs to leave because the cops are going to show up. And by this point, everybody in the entire park was watching. There's a circle of like 200 people going all the way around the park, just standing there staring. And finally, the guy jumped back in his truck and took off, ran off back down to his house like a block away.
They'll never find me.
Mm-hmm. Last couple days, I've come to realize.
No, we found him.
It's a thin line between fun and misfortune when you do burnouts.
Yes.
I haven't done a burnout in a long time. It's too scary.
Is the car still operational?
The car is still perfectly operational. I actually drove it to work today. I'm going to go drive it home.
How many years have you had this thing now?
I've had this car about... Goodness, you got me. About 9 years now.
9 years.
Damn. Okay. And I'm guessing you are never getting rid of that.
Oh, I'm never getting rid of that car. I absolutely love it.
You call us in 10 years when you're married with kids and be like, well...
It's still a daily driver, though, for you.
It's still a daily driver. You know what? I love it. I would never give it up. I don't want to drive anything else.
I'm assuming it's an antique, so what's the value on that car?
I couldn't tell you. It's not a super pretty. It's not a show car or anything. It's good looking. Probably $8,000, I would assume. Okay. If it was super pretty, had a nice paint job, it could be $20,000.
Do you have a girlfriend or anything?
I have a wife, yeah.
Okay, I'm just curious. When you're driving this thing, what type of people who give you looks does that car attract? You know, like you have your own car and you always look to see who the other driver is of the same exact car you have?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And then you look over and you're like, oh, God. You know, is there like, you know, a certain driver out there who really appreciates your car?
There's definitely, you kind of stumped me on that one. There's a lot of different people that look at the car. I think some people look at it because they don't know what it is. I get the question, what is that, all the time.
I guess that's some younger people.
There are some people who are looking just because it's Bumblebee, especially a lot of little kids. Little kids
love
that car.
Okay.
I mean, it looks like a Transformer and you're driving it.
It does. There's been so many times I'll be parked in a restaurant and there's the car is parked out in front and there'll be a little kid that'll walk by and pet the front of the car and talk to it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think you answered the question. Kids love it.
There you go. It's kind of cool, though, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Keep kids happy. Damn. Yeah, I'm just thinking, my kids, they would stop and probably talk to it, assuming like, hey, Dad, there's Bumblebee. And you know, the heart to tell them it's not Bumblebee. It's his evil cousin, Hornet.
I can't imagine having anything like that I would have for the rest of my life. I'm trying to think what it would be. You know what I mean? Like,
vehicle-wise?
Well, he's never going to get rid of that car.
There's certain things I can picture, but it's different. Like, for me, there's certain musical instruments.
Something like that.
Right, not going to, but... Yeah. The only way, but it's not a public thing. I mean, you have to like show up at my house and we play, you know, the twice a year show.
I've got it. I'm never getting rid of my scooter.
Do you ride it?
I haven't in a while.
I'm never getting rid of it. All right.
Yeah. Keep paying those tabs. $179 a year.
Jeez.
I know. That's what I said.
For a scooter.
What's a genius thing did you and a friend do together? Emails on the way next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network. Dateline, Indianapolis, Indiana. School bus crashed into a pawn shop.
Somehow this does not surprise me.
Bus and car turning at the exact same time collided, sending the car into a wall and the bus, with 26 students on board, into a pawn shop.
Ooh. Now, what if they got anything?
I don't know. What do you get for a slightly used school bus?
Kid shows up in a fake Rolex.
I mean, it just seems like a smash and grab kind of job. I'm just wondering if anybody grabbed anything.
I think Ted just nailed this. This was not an accident. This was smash and grab perpetrated between one bus driver, 26 students, make it look like an accident.
Got a $25 DVD player out of this.
Well, like anything, I guess if you get in an accident, even now, could the kids on the school bus, could they called the advocates, because technically they've gotten into an accident, and as we understand it, the other car caused it.
Could you sue if the gold necklace you got turned your neck green?
And in theory, they should call the advocates.
Just call the advocates.
Just call the advocates. Look them up, advocateslaw.com, and make sure to hide the merchandise you stole.
This
is the
of Seattle, 99.9 KISW.
Everyone can agree on $1,000.
Here's the code word.
Match. The code word is match. M-A-T-C-H.
Now text that code word to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. 99.9 KISW.
Hey, you could win.
The Men's Room on The Rock. Brought to you in part by
eBay. If you want to surprise someone with a bike, eBay has lots of bikes. Mountain bikes, dirt bikes, workout bikes, and eBay always has an unmatched selection at a price you'll love.
Oswego Mortgage helps veterans use their earned VA home loan benefit. Even if you used your benefit in the past, you can use it again today. Let our experts help you navigate the guidelines of your VA loan. Go to OswegoMortgage.com. NMLS number 233782.
Want to do something scary?
Really scary? It's Fright Fest at Wild Waves.
Family fun by day with a not-so-scary Boo-Bill for kids.
Then maximum fright by night with three bone-chilling haunted houses.
Wicked thrill rides in the dark.
And more. Fright Fest at Wild Waves weekend, September 27th through November 2nd.
So much fun, it's scary.
Save big on tickets at participating Safeway, Albertson stores, and wildwaves.com.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised over $6 million and awarded more than 1,400 scholarships across the country. Visit Sport Clips today and help a hero. And on Veterans Day, November 11th, Sport Clips will donate an additional dollar for every haircut we give. Help us continue this honorable mission.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and it's the right time to get behind the wheel of the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. After all, what truck has the most functional bed in its class and up to 20% more cargo volume than the competition? The all-new Chevy Silverado. And what truck offers the choice of powertrains to help you find the power and efficiency you need? The all-new Chevy Silverado. Head into your local Chevy dealer and see for yourself that the only truck that compares to a Chevy Silverado is another Chevy Silverado. See your Northwest Chevy dealer.
What's the big deal,
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can
mix and match two or more for $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Ola Smiles. When you need to hire someone, you don't have any time to waste. You need an efficient path to a short list of qualified candidates. You need Indeed.com. It's used by over 3 million businesses. You post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and then zero in on qualified candidates with an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
When people look at our jewelry and see how much a Shane Company diamond sparkles, they ask me how we're able to offer such great prices. I'm Rorden Shane, fourth generation jeweler. I tell them it started generations ago, when my father's uncle was buying diamonds from the most reputable and talented diamond cutters in the world. He did business with honesty, integrity, and transparency. So they set aside the best rough, uncut diamonds for the Shane family. To ensure he got the best deal on diamonds in all quality grades, he paid cash. Then he passed the savings on to his customers. Today, my family is still doing business the same way. Going to the source, buying ethically, working with a number of the same diamond cutting families, paying cash, and passing that savings on to our customers. We offer you a premium diamond without a premium price. That's the power of a direct diamond importer. Seattle will always get the best value on the most beautiful diamonds at Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Hey, singles. Feel like you're working all the time? How often do you get to make new friends, try something new, or meet someone special? It can be hard when you're focused on your career, but Events and Adventures makes it easy.
Hi, I'm Mark Owen, founder of Events and Adventures. We're a nationwide activities club that gives single professionals a chance to get out and have fun again.
We host over 30 great events every month and do all the planning, so you can fit living life back into your busy schedule.
Events and Adventures has something for everyone. Whether you're looking to relax after a tough workday, or just want to seek more thrills on your weekends.
You'll experience a collection of local activities, sporting events, exciting adventures, and international travel, where people meet naturally, all while doing what they love.
Forget the mindless swiping and the fake profiles. Surround yourself with like-minded people who've been pre-screened to join our group. You'll never have to guess or worry.
So break up with online dating and try something new. You deserve it.
Get started today at eventsandadventures.com.
Just go to eventsandadventures.com.
This week at Staples, there's more in-store for rewards members.
Now through November 2nd, rewards members get $20 back in rewards when you spend $50, or $50 back in rewards when you spend $100.
Plus, members can save 20% on hundreds of items in-store. It's a rewards member exclusive.
So if you're not a member already, sign up today.
It's fast and free.
But hurry, this offer ends Saturday, November 2nd. Staples, where rewards go further.
In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/rewardsback for details.
Everyone can agree on $1,000. And there's still time to win.
Here's the code word.
Match. The code word is match. M-A-T-C-H.
Now text that code word to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Text and drive 99.9 KISW.
Hey, you could win.
Text the Men's Room at 77999. Emails brought to you by Men's Room Original Red.
Because we think it's yummy.
99.9 KISW.
A lot of the times, either by the content involved or the length of the story, we can't give you all the details all the time about a lot of the things we do. That's why we have a brand new podcast for you, The Greatest Story Never Told. Download it now at radio.com. You are listening to The Men's Room. Genius thing did you and a friend do together? And here come those emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail. Got Surprise, Easy as Pie ran out of beer at under 21 party after 2 a.m. My not-quite buddy said, I know where we can get some beer. I hopped into the passenger seat, and we drove to a Circle K. He went to the trunk and put on a football helmet. They locked the beer doors, by the way, at 2 a.m. He went in and proceeded to try to break the doors with his head with his helmet on. I got out of the car, walked 3 miles back to my car. He got arrested, and his parents got their car got impounded. That's from Sir Jolly Joe. Hello, naked ladies. I was in the Navy, and I sailed on submarines. Whenever we would come up to the surface, we would station what is called the maneuvering watch. Now, during this time, every guy on the ship had a job to do to get the sub ready to dock or to meet up with the tugboats. We're usually too busy to take much notice of other boats while we're working down on the deck, but would try and wave at kids or wave at ferries when we passed. The one thing that always got our attention was when the ladies flashed us. That was guaranteed to get a wave and more than a few hoots and hollers. Lots of women seem to like to do this, and I'm grateful to them all. Even got flashed by a large group of ladies on a Washington State ferry. Good times. Keep on rocking, Men's Room. Love the show. There you go. Excuse me. I want to wish my nephews Jamal and Jabari a happy 6th birthday with a little kid fish sandwich, please.
Fish sandwich.
Hello, guys. My niece Ava is 8 years old today. She's an amazing kid, smart, funny, and a great big sister. Can she get a pep talk from Coach Ted about how to get the maximum amount of candy while trick-or-treating tomorrow? That is a lot of love there from Uncle Nick.
I'll tell you what. Some people will tell you smash and grab. Not me. Coach Ted wants you to do it the correct way. What you need is a parent that cares. So look at one of your parents and say, do you care about me? Do you love me? All right. You're going to hit one neighborhood, then you get in the car, drive to another neighborhood. You want to find a neighborhood that has townhomes. You don't know what these are as you're a kid. These are homes that are attached together. You can multiply the amount of doors you hit. This is about the law of averages.
It's not bad advice. We're getting a rich neighborhood.
That guarantees some bigger bars, but it's much more space to cover.
Is, right. It is. It's
you never know. Out. There's that weirdo. They got big bars. In a poor neighborhood.
And maybe I suggested the smash and grab. Thank you, Ted. I was just giving you a suggestion.
I just remember that's what we did, right? Like, we would trick-or-treat in our neighborhood, and then my mom would put us in the car to go see, like, her sister or somebody.
Right.
But I remember her sister lived in townhomes, and it was awesome.
Just door to door.
So easy. Also, you know what? Don't be afraid to push it, kids. I think cutoffs 8 or 9. As long as their lights on, knock on the door. You might find a drunk person that gives you a fiver.
I would recommend a pillowcase.
Pillowcase is good.
Don't limit yourself to the amount that you can fit in the bag.
Are kids still using the little orange?
I think so, yeah.
My daughter thinks it's excellent. She loves the pumpkin. Look, she's one of those, it's Halloween, must be the pumpkin. My son has already figured out, as you say, the mathematics on this. Like, yeah, I'm going to grab a pillowcase.
Or just grab one of your parents' grocery bags. Yeah. They're reusable. Mm-hmm. Put candy in it.
Guys, it's my little sister Kayla's birthday. If you could give little Gayla crap tonight, some dirty Germans talking about her being an adopted sock baby, that would be great. Thanks, guys. That from Trent.
How old?
Doesn't say how old.
Yeah, adopted sock baby means something entirely different in my household.
Yeah, it's the sock babies don't really grease the air.
Yeah. My sock babies, they do clean up.
Guys, want to give a happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Marcus. He is making his 33rd trip around the sun. Please give an original fish sandwich. And the dirty Germans talking about riding dirt bikes. Thanks, guys. That from Christy.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, oddly enough, you'll never guess what part of my body I like to call the dirt bike.
Yeah, when I ride a dirt bike, there's two powerful things between my legs.
Yeah, it likes to get to muddy.
Guys, I was hoping to get a birthday shout-out to me and my stepson, Braden. It'll be his 12th and my 41st today. Hoping to get you guys talking all over each other about the best horror movie to watch on Halloween. Maybe a couple of gets from Thrill. Love the show, stay beautiful. That from JT.
Dick! Dick! Dick!
Best
Halloween movie.
What's happening, bitches? I'm still sad you failed to read my request back on the 18th. However, my guy Thomas is turning 35 today, and I would love thrilled to do him some birthday wishes in the voice of Captain Crunch. Thanks, guys. That from DJ.
Of course, I want you to have the happiest birthday you can have. Join me aboard my boat where we sail and save monkeys and make them fight. It's something I do when I make crunch berries, fiberglass, and sugar.
All the Michellas from your friends in Juneau, Alaska, listening on the radio.com app. I would like to get a birthday shout out to my wonderful but pain in the butt husband, Cameron. Can I get a big old bong rip and a what the F is that? Can't wait to see you guys at the 2019 live show. Coming down for it. That's from Cassandra. Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
This is an email here on our brand new podcast, The Greatest Story Never Told. This is a good one.
Greatest story never told.
I just listened to a new podcast. I like it a lot, but you guys have to cuss.
F you.
Come on now. That's the point of a podcast. Do you cuss on your podcast, Ed?
We beep it out.
Okay.
And you're that on would like, be the podcast.
Yeah, and then you're on the Megacast. You cuss on that?
We're on the Megacast. We do not curse on the Megacast.
Okay, so, I mean, do you really want to hear us cuss?
I mean, what does it matter?
Yeah, exactly. It's about the story.
You can fathom what they're saying, correct?
You're free and open. If people don't want to hear you cussing, they shouldn't listen. It's not like you're on the radio. This is a podcast. Let's keep it real, guys. Not from Tracy. We're definitely keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, keeping it real goes wrong.
Miles?
That's our new podcast.
Right. Thanks for listening.
Right.
Sorry to hear about your Canadian customs debacle. I have a story about the U.S. customs as I was traveling from Victoria to Seattle to play a show with my band. Back in the late 90s, when that healthy meth was around, our bass player decided to try to bring some weed in his boot. But on this day, they had a drug-sniffing dog walking up and down the line. When we sat down beside my car, he looked happier than a pig in S, and I knew we were effed. They eventually found it, and then I witnessed something I'll never see again. Four border cops passing around a stinking boot like a joint, taking big sniffs and saying, "Wow, that smells good." Show canceled, missed the ferry back to Victoria. Good times. That's from Harley up there in lovely Victoria, British Columbia. As far as what you faked, guys, I faked being gay in order to not get written up for staring at women's boobs. That from Yarrow. More on what you fake and why. Guys, a buddy of mine in high school decided to tell our football coach that his cousin died in Virginia. We're in California, and he had to go to the funeral, so he can't go to practice. He decided to drive around, and one of our coaches was a local cop and saw him. Next day, the coaches talked to him, and at the end of the day, he got kicked off the team before preseason.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The team that year went undefeated and won the championship 20-0.
Oh.
He missed the whole thing.
How could you say a lie that bad and then be driving around that day?
I'm telling you.
Because you're also that stupid.
There's nothing that I would want to do more than be able to lie to get out of practice. If I could have pulled that off, oh my God.
Why didn't you do the Jalen Ramsey?
I hate
my back hurts. Are you injured? Nah, back hurts.
Right, but you had to at least been smart enough if you were going to say, hey, yeah. Halfway or the other side of the country, I have to go to this funeral. Like, you can't be driving around.
It's
use the funeral
alone.
Excuse. You don't leave the home.
Right, you can't go to school.
Right, you stay home. Yeah. You watch Price is Right.
Get it right.
Guys, a small child at Disneyland regarding the comment about having a small child, taking that with you to Disneyland. We were just in Disney World with our 1-year-old, and they have a thing called rider switch, which basically means someone watches your child while you ride, and then the person watching is in FastPass. So you can ride the rides with someone and get at least one FastPass every time if you switch off with a baby. We walked down to Avatar in less than an hour when the wait was 150 minutes.
Jeez.
That from
Nick. That's 2.5 hours, yep. Man.
I honestly, I waited once, like at least 2 hours for Soarin'.
Was it worth it? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Okay. It
really
is so much fun. Is.
Guys, years ago, I got a DUI like a dumbass. I didn't pay my fines. After having my license suspended and getting pulled over without a license several times, a judge told me if I get pulled over again, I will get 30 days in jail for every infraction. Well, while driving home from work, with no license, insurance, or ignition interlock, I see the lights behind me. Instantly scared, I'm going to get 90 days in jail. I pull over, and a cop car pulls in behind me. Seconds later, two more cop cars speed in. All three cops jump out of their cars, guns drawn. They started shouting, get out of the car, get out of the car. I get out. They tell me to put my hands on my head, turn around, and get on my knees. As I do, I get a really bad cramp in the back of my leg. It's so bad, I have to straighten my leg. I start shouting, I got a cramp! I got a cramp! Please don't chew me! And I kick my leg out to the side to straighten it. After being handcuffed in the back of their car for over an hour while they struggle over trying to figure out a new computer system in their car, they open the door and explain to me that my car was showing it was reported stolen. After finally figuring out that they had made a mistake, they let me go basically saying, our bad. On the way back to my car, one of the cops told me, you might want to get that license taken care of. And as far as what did you step in, guys, my husband is prepping for an expedition next year and wanted to look for an abandoned campground in the Olympic Forest at the end of a decommissioned trail. See if it was a viable landing camp option for the project. I agree to check it out, so we pack up, three dogs, backpacking gear, drive out. We take a left, drive miles and miles of service roads to track down the decommissioned trailhead. And we found it. It was early afternoon. We had a choice to camp on the trailhead or strap on the packs and start walking. This is my first mistake. The trail was grueling. Only about 4 miles, but steep embankments going up and down as the trail crossed by several mountain runoffs. Even the 85-pound German Shepherd was stopping mid-trail often to rest. Dang. And had to be coaxed along. Finally reached the end of the trail. As it approached the river, this is where the campground should be, but everything is overgrown with just a tiny foot trail where the animals have been traveling. Husband and the dogs pull ahead with excitement as we can see that cold water of the river ahead. I slowed my pace and followed behind. Next thing you know, I just feel awful stinging in my legs. No sound, nothing. Just sharp, hot pain, like that.
Just like that.
My first thought was stinging nettles or another vicious plant, maybe, that I'd walked into. I scream. I get in, are you okay? I respond, it stings. His response, run. So I start running for the river, still wearing my pack. Don't see anything, but increasing in pain as I go, screaming the entire way. Turns out I had passed through a nest of ground wasps that were awoken by the multiple sets of legs trotting over it before me. They are very small, very quiet, and bite your skin while stabbing you over and over with their stinger. They are evil little effers. A rush of fear and adrenaline was overwhelming, not to mention the temporary PTSD where everything flying, mosquitoes, flies, was a tiny, ferocious wasp coming at me. As I stood in the river crying, I realized that there was no getting back to our car. We were losing light, and it would have been three times more grueling in my given state. Thanks, guys, and stay beautiful. That from the lovely Stephanie.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay! Time once again for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Trohill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week.
Yes,
all of them suck to some degree. It is up to you to determine which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like you say, Miles, we have three contestants. We have a man in Arizona, an elected official. And when you say elected official, you have assumptions about what it might be that he did. You're probably going to be wrong in this case. Then we have a woman in Kentucky who, oddly enough, was at a Kentucky Fried Chicken, got a little upset about some things. And finally, we have a swim coach who is awful in California. But let us start in Arizona, where an elected official was suspended, not fired, suspended Monday after he was charged with running a human smuggling scheme that brought pregnant women from the Marshall Islands to the U.S. to give birth and then paid them to give up their children for adoption. So leaders in Arizona's most populous county, they suspended Assessor Paul Peterson. They suspended him without pay for 120 days because that'll teach him. They do point out, look, the Board of Supervisors, we don't have the power to permanently remove him from his office. They basically determine property values for tax purposes, blah, blah, blah. Well, Peterson, who's in federal custody, has so far refused to resign since his arrest earlier this month. His lawyer said Peterson will fight to keep the $77,000 a year job that he was elected to in 2016. It should be noted, he's been indicted in federal court in Arkansas, also charged in Arizona and Utah with crimes that include human smuggling, sale of a child, fraud, forgery, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The criminal case spans 3 years and involves 75 adoptions, with about 30 adoptions pending in three different states. He's accused of illegally paying women from the Marshall Islands to have their babies in the U.S. and then give them up for adoption. The women were crammed in homes owned or rented by this guy Peterson, sometimes with little to no prenatal care, and he charged families $25,000 to $40,000 per adoption. Keep in mind, he completed a mission in the Marshall Islands, which is a collection of atolls and islands in the Eastern Pacific, for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He later worked on the islands on the U.S. on behalf of an international adoption agency before going to law school and becoming an adoption attorney. So basically, he's now funneling these women in and selling their babies. Human trafficking, remember, that's an important thing. Now let's go to Kentucky, where Kentucky authorities, they're searching for the woman. They haven't found her yet. Witnesses claim she shot up a KFC drive-thru. Why? Because they failed to give her a napkin and a fork with her meat.
Also, she has manners.
That's right. Etiquette is very important. Witnesses in the area said that the woman shot through KFC's window after she didn't receive the napkin and fork. One witness, Charlene Witt, she said, quote, "I just can't even think about what's going through their head to pull out a gun and shoot a window. It's scary." She shared what she shared that she was inside of the Subway next door at the time of the shooting. She said, "I had a regular customer come in and say, 'Did you hear what just happened at KFC?' I was like, 'No.' He just said, 'Someone shot the window over there,' because they did not get a fork or a napkin." And police, like I said, still looking for information pertaining to the suspect. We'll just say she's trigger finger licking good. Now let's go to California, where much like USA Gymnastics, let's bring USA Swimming into the mix, where CEO Tim Hinchley, he was informed that a swim coach had sent sexual messages to a 13-year-old girl that he was coaching. Well, the coach was never suspended and continued to work with the young kids. Give you an example of one of the quotes from this coach. It says, quote, "I have a friend who wants to get laid. You come through for me, I'll come through for you." That's what the then coach said when Marco Villanueva, he wrote that to the girl via Snapchat in December. Now, back to his quote. It says, basically, "I have your vagina. Ha, ha, ha. I need a cuddle partner." This is what the guy is sending a 13-year-old girl. USA Swimming CEO Tim Hinchley, who was informed of this but chose to do nothing about it, says, "Our commitment to preventing child abuse and providing a safe and healthy environment," and the rest of it's a lie. But you can piece that together. So, we have the Arizona elected official who basically is child trafficking, bringing in women from the Marshall Islands and then selling off their babies. We have the woman at KFC who did not get a fork or a napkin and decided that is worth pulling out a gun and trying to shoot the person on the other side of the drive-thru window. And then we have the swim coach and his underling coaches, I guess you could say, that are trying to prostitute some of the younger girls on the USA swim team.
This is tough. I mean, they all suck.
I agree with Mike. Mike came in, and like I said, he looked at me and just went, holy S, and then kind of did the finger squeeze on the bridge of your nose. But we both agree, and we can't believe that we are saying this. I cannot believe these words coming out of our mouth. We both agreed KFC chick probably sucks the least, only because she's not good with a gun.
Roger on Facebook says, number three, the swim coach sucks least. Sounds like he got shut down before anyone actually got hurt. Well,
No, it's just coming to light now. He's been doing it with several other girls.
He's a coach.
Right. And the other coach, that the guy, the CEO, was informed of this and didn't do anything to remove him.
And Tedward and I were giving each other a look during a KFC story because the person is an idiot.
Well, yes.
First of all, KFC doesn't have forks.
Is that what you wrote down? I saw like this light bulb go off in your head.
I thought they only had sporks.
They do. Yeah. It's a spork in an individual wrapped thing with a napkin and a wet nap. So I'd be upset that I didn't get my wet nap, but you know what I mean?
That upset.
I mean,
no.
At the end of the day, I think Mike was right.
And it's weird to say.
I know, but the lady's shooting up the KFC, like, she's, right, like, because the other guy's smuggling babies, the other people are pedophiles.
Right, it's premeditated.
Right.
To us, that was the only difference. Like, obviously, this woman is crazy. And like you said, Miles, desperate need of etiquette. But she was reactionary, as horrible as it was, but the other two premeditated. And essentially, if they did not get exposed, they would still be doing it.
I just can't imagine having something from Kentucky Fried Chicken in your car and getting that mad. The smell's overwhelming.
I mean, nobody can.
The only thing I can figure is she must have had mashed potatoes.
Right, and she's not eating them in her car.
Oddly, like, I
thought
that,
too. You don't drive down the street eating mashed potatoes. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you get home,
you don't.
Most homes have a spoon or a fork at their disposal.
This is true.
You know what I mean? It's like,
maybe she was just going to sit in the park.
You could go someplace and get a fork, right?
Well, she tried that.
We should have given her one.
Yeah, good point.
The debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
99.9 KISW, the Seattle.
Glitz and glamour.
Mind-blowing costume design.
Theatrical history in the making, even.
And this year, Live Day goes 80.
Come on, Eileen.
My man, Lionel Richie. Hello.
Don't worry. Be happy now.
Jericho.
That's so rad, guys.
It is really rad.
Tubular.
Get your Live Day tickets at KISW.com. Be in the live studio audience November 21st at Snoqualmie Casino. And do the shot of the day with us.
From Seattle's...
It's live!
Station 99.9 KISW. The Men's Room on The Rock. Brought to you in part by
Seattle Dragons.
Hey, what's up? It's Steve Biggs and XFL football. And the Seattle Dragons are here. And you know who their head coach is? It's Seattle legend Jim Zorn. Tickets for the 2020 Seattle Dragons season at CenturyLink Field are on sale now. Starting as low as $20 at XFLDragons.com.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith, and I'm here with my personal attorney, Kyle, from The Advocates. Let's take a look inside the life of Kyle.
Well, this should be interesting.
Kyle, do you stay up to the wee hours of the night poring over briefs, then passing out on your desk on top of a pile of papers?
Nope, sorry, Ted. I do sometimes work at home on cases, but when I get tired, I go to sleep in my own bed.
You are boring, but at least you take your cases seriously. Give The Advocates a call. The consultation is free. 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com.
Jack Daniel's Tennessee Apple has the unique character of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey coupled with crisp green apple for a fresh and rewarding taste. It's bold, refreshing, and exceptionally smooth. And it's officially here. Real crisp apples, real Jack Daniel's. Tennessee Apple recipes at jackdaniels.com.
My name is Ella, and I make Ella Bella Beads bracelets.
Ella's bracelets raise money for the Children's Hunger Project.
They're really pretty.
At American Family Insurance, we believe you're never too young to have a dream. So today, we're supporting Ella's.
My dream is to sell a gazillion bracelets so that no kids are hungry.
Every dream deserves a champion. Find your dream champion at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dude, look what just popped up on my timeline.
Dude, I was just thinking about the Charbroiled Double Deals from Carl's Jr. California Classic Double Cheeseburger, Jalapeno Double Cheeseburger, and the Double Cheeseburger.
Three mouthwatering burgers for only $2.99 each.
How did they know we were starving?
How did they know I only have about $2.99 in my wallet?
It's the algorithm, man. He knows everything.
Whoa, wait. Who's the algorithm?
Charbroiled Double Deals, only at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Price higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Tax not included.
When you're ordering groceries, you want the freshest, most delicious choices around. At Fred Meyer, we get you, and we've got that. And now, you can get home delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Or enjoy same-day pickup at the store. Either way, we think you're really going to like how easy it is. So order today at fredmeyer.com. Right now, red, orange, or yellow bell peppers are 88 cents each. And USDA Choice T-Bone steaks are $5.77 a pound. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
Whether you're logging hours on the job site, crossing the concrete jungle, or exploring the untamed wilderness of the Pacific Northwest, there's a pride gained by blazing your own trail and finding your independent path. Anyone bold enough to live life on their own terms needs a good pair of boots. We're Danner, and we've built a pair for you. Find yours at our newest Danner store, open now in downtown Seattle, across from Pike Place Market.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're eating spicy food and start to get that prickly feeling on your tongue.
Oh, this has a kick.
You have more than enough reason to pump the brakes, but no, nothing's gonna hold you back now.
This is good. A little hot, but
Good.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to GEICO. Because with GEICO, you've got the ability to reach an agent for help 24-7. Unlike your ability to get more water at this restaurant.
Yeah, you can just leave the pitcher this time.
And even though you regret overlooking the four little peppers next to your dish on the menu, you'll never feel overlooked with GEICO. Because they're available 24-7. Maybe that's why they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Oh, wow.
So, while you're trying to look composed with a mouthful of ice cubes as you fan yourself with the drink menu, you can feel relieved knowing GEICO helps with homeowners and renters insurance through the GEICO Insurance Agency, too. At least, once you can feel your lips again.
GEICO. More reasons than ever to switch today.
What makes you happy? Is it the latest technology? Rooting for your favorite team? Working out and getting a clean bill of health from your doctor? How about looking in the mirror every day and seeing a full head of hair? Hola, it's thrill. It's not a lot to ask for, is it? Of course not. I didn't want to go bald, but I did over 20 years ago. That was long before Advanced Hair Restoration came up with their simple one-day treatment to help you start growing your own hair. You don't want to lose your hair. You want to fix that receding hairline. You want advanced hair. This is what they do. They help you regrow your own natural hair. You don't have to lose your identity along with your hair. Fix it in one day. They use state-of-the-art technology so you can keep your own full head of hair. Here's what you do. Call 425-449-8185 or go to advancedhair.com to schedule your free private consultation. 425-449-8185 or advancedhair.com.
One-of-a-kind experiences, great deals all over the Puget Sound, the Rock Shop, and more. Go get you some, rockaholics. GetMyPerks.com.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home. And there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
The Men's Room on the Rock, powered by the Advocates. Official sponsor of the Men's Room. The last thing anyone expects is to be injured in a car crash. That's why you want the Advocates on your side. Don't get lowballed and taken advantage of by the insurance companies. Call the Advocates today, 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com.
The shot of the day, powered by 1-800-DUIOA. Text the Men's Room at 77999-99.9-KISW.
You can stream all 4 hours of the Men's Room radio program when you download the radio.com app. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Picciola. You have entered the men's room.
In 4 minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first...
The Men's Room presents Men's Room Rules.
Oh, good times. Time once again for some Men's Room Rules. Just shoot us an email to themensroom at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Men's Room Rules. We'll try to put some of rules into law, like some of the ones that you have made throughout the years. Now, all of those are available at mensroomlive.com, and they're in all categorized. So in this instance, for this rule today, the category would be personal boundaries.
All right.
Okay. So, for an example, some of the rules that have already been made. No man shall ever use another man's chapstick.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Two men should never ride on the same step of an escalator at the same time. That came from Ron. No man shall ever sit on another man's lap. From Jay. When using a carousel door, only one man per cell. That makes a lot of sense. You don't want to cram up in there like that.
I feel like they've made them bigger, though.
They have. And I was on demand. So just, I'm glad you said that.
They made it bigger and automatic.
No, Ted, you're losing weight. There you go.
No man should ever tickle another man. No man should ever touch the small of a man's back, especially to get by in a crowded bar.
Unless it's with your tongue.
I do it all the time.
Never grab something out of another man's pocket. From Bennett. No man shall ever use another man's toothbrush. I think I might be guilty of that.
Yeah, but I don't think you use it on your teeth.
Specifically, and this is a good one, this comes from Sean, it's handshake etiquette.
All right.
And it's broken down into three different subsections. Number one, grip must not be too overpowering but firm, using the entire right hand. No finger gripping. Look the man square in the eye. Shake will not last longer than 3 seconds. Do not place left hand on top of the handshake unless making a pact with three or more people. So don't double grip.
Right, the double grip. Unless you're showing immense gratitude.
Alex gives us guidelines for a man hug. No back rubbing. No resting of the chin on the shoulder. No sighing, crying, closing the eyes, or speaking.
So I still like the sign. Just the...
Yeah. Hug should not last longer than 2 seconds. Couple more here.
That you say good to feel you?
I'm not sure what
that makes it worse. I love hugging you,
Mike. Mike submitted and put into law, do not brush a stray eyelash from another man's cheek. Never order food for another man. Okay.
That comes away from Ben. It is hilarious.
And he'll have the lobster.
Yeah, and you got to throw the arm across, too. And he'll have the dry rub chicken wings.
Yeah, thanks. Because that's what you want as well. You just haven't decided.
I'm going to order what you want, but I'm going to throw the arm over and emasculate you as much as I can.
Speaking of eating, when choosing a seat at a fast food restaurant that has lots of open seating, no man shall ever sit at a table in front of another person and then face towards the guy who was sitting first.
Unless you're a hitman and you want to send them a message.
Two men can share a joint, but never a straw. That from JUI. When crashing in a friend's house, no masturbating. That is section 27. While in line...
Ted?
I'm trying to think if I broke that one.
You're just crashing at the place, man. I mean, it's not like you're there for a month.
Might be there for 2 nights.
I can't do it.
Not a second night, no.
When in line, don't stand so close to a guy in front of you that he can't reach into his back pocket to grab his wallet without touching you. I like this one. No man shall share a jacuzzi tub with another man if that tub is located inside a bathroom.
So I love jacuzzi tubs.
But not in a bathroom.
Yeah, if it's dry?
What do you mean?
Like, there's no water in it. You and your buddy are just chilling out in the jacuzzi tub.
I think that's different.
Yeah.
I do, because then it's like we are strictly just drinking, and we don't care, right?
Don't worry. His wife didn't believe us either.
Another one says, don't bang your friend's mom, and we get this one today, and this is submitted from Noah.
Some of these rules, I'm like, we really put that in there?
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
well,
we did.
Look at it like this, and I would say this. You know, they'll laugh at some stage. I can't believe they don't have a law against bestiality.
Do you need to tell people that?
Right. So this one comes our way from Noah. Quite simply this, if it's not a rule, it should be. I propose we make it a rule that no man shall ever wink at another man. No man shall ever wink.
How do you know I'm joking?
It's situational.
Man. Yeah.
It's situational. I mean, I'm not winking at you because I think you're attractive, but if I wink at you, you know the words that are about to come out of my mouth are going to be a setup.
Might be shut up.
Person.
It might be a lot of things.
Like, hey, yeah, this is the lie we're telling.
Or maybe we're playing a joke on your wife, right? You got to give me the, like...
Yeah.
Like, all right. Yeah.
That one does not pass. If you have a potential rule, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Men's Room Rules. All right, Robin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose a 60-year-old man identified only as Zhang from Zhejiang Province, China, maybe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's cutting firewood near his village when Robin and Ted's worst nightmare happened. A snake bit him on his middle finger on his right hand, and he was bitten by something they call a 100-pacer snake.
Oh, those are the worst.
I was unfamiliar with it, but it's a snake that's believed to be so venomous that you would drop dead before you can walk 100 steps, hence the name. And keep in mind, there's a 100-pacer, a 20-pacer, and a 5-pacer. These are the nicknames they give him. Anyway, Zhang, he did not want to drop dead, so he chopped off his finger before heading to the hospital. He wanted to prevent the spread of the venom, right? And because they say, look, don't tourniquet it, don't suck.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.